miles an hour. Gonna drive past the Stop and Shop with the radio on. I'm in love with the modern world, Massachusetts when it's late at night, and the neon when it's cold outside. I got the radio on, just like a roadrunner going around the highway. I walked by the Stop and Shop, then I drove by the Stop and Shop. I like that much better than walking by the Stop and Shop, 'cause I had the radio on. I felt in touch with the modern world, I felt in love with the modern world. I felt in love with Rattapan and Rosendale, 'cause I had the radio on. I felt like a roadrunner with the radio on. Now I said hello to the spirit of old 1956. It was patient in the bushes next to 57. Well, the highway was my only girlfriend, 'cause I went by so quick, and suburban trees were out there, and consequently it smelled like heaven. So I say, roadrunner once, roadrunner twice, we're in love with this feeling now. It will be out all night. Alright, now we can tell about our love, you man.
Radio on,
I got the AM.
Radio on,
I got the power, I feel the feeling now.
Radio on,
I feel the feeling and it's feeling alright now.
Radio on,
and I feel in touch with the modern world. Okay, let's go to Route 128. Yeah. Can't you feel it out in Needham now? Out in Route 128 by the power line. It's so exciting there at night, with the pine trees in the dark. It's so cold here in the dark, with 50,000 watts of power. We go by faster miles an hour, with the radio on. Roadrunner, roadrunner,
radio on,
going faster miles an hour. I'm gonna drive by the Stop and Shop with the radio on. See, I'm in love with the modern world, Massachusetts when it's late at night, and the neon when it's cold outside. See, I have the radio on, like a roadrunner. Now what do you think about that, you guys?
Radio on.
Good, we got the AM.
Radio on.
I think we got the power, got the magic now.
Radio on.
We got the feeling of the modern world.
Radio on.
We got the feeling of the modern sound.
Radio on.
The sound of the modern radio, feeling when it's late
radio
at night.
On.
Got the sound of the modern loneliness when it's cold outside.
On.
Got the sound of Massachusetts when it's freeway and light. Dark and lonely, I feel alone in the cold and lonely. I feel alone in the cold and the dark. I feel alive, I feel alone, I feel alive. I feel a rockin' modern love, I feel a rockin' modern life. I feel a rockin' modern neon, modern sound, modern bopping town. The modern sound, modern neon, modern miles around. I say I rode out of once, I rode out of twice, I rode out all on very nights. Rode out of go, don't go home now, yes. Roadrunner go home, oh yes, roadrunner go home, here we go now. We're gonna drive him home, you guys. Here we go, that's right, again, bye-bye.
Well, I hope you have your radio on, because you're listening to CCD on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford. I'm Charlie.
I'm Zach.
Zach, what playlist did you make for us today?
Today I have a playlist of Boston music that is either songs about Boston, Boston folk songs, or songs by Boston bands.
And who are we sharing this Boston playlist with today?
We are sharing this playlist. I'm trying to fit my hat over my headphones. It's not a great idea. Yeah. With four trainees today. Trainees, do you want to introduce yourselves?
Don't be shy.
What's up? I'm Rob.
That was the worst thing I'd ever heard, Charlie.
You've heard worse.
I'm Mimi.
I'm Allison.
I'm Megan.
Chill. There are too many people in this studio right now.
Yeah, just wait till Chris gets
here. Yeah, when Chris is here. Oh, it's the most...
So, Zach, why did you choose Boston for us today?
I chose Boston for many reasons. Number
because
one...
Because you're a townie?
Greatest city in the world. Those answers are basically equivalent. Number two, in honor of the Red Sox clinching the AL East last night, which granted I made this playlist before that happened, but it was bound to happen at some point, and it happened last night. So, not with a win.
Even though they lost.
Yeah, exactly. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. We clinched the AL East.
Anyway, it happens, you know?
Exactly. We'll win today. We'll win today. It'll be fine. Maybe. Yeah. We don't have to. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what matters is next week.
What matters is next week.
We're getting off topic. Should we play another song?
Absolutely. Here is the beginning of a set of Boston bands. Here is The Impression That I Get by the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Ska.
Thank you.
that was the Mighty Mighty Bosstones with The Impression That I Get, followed by Shipping Up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys.
You don't need to introduce that song. No one lives here and doesn't know what that song is.
That's very true.
You can't escape Shipping Up to Boston.
You can't escape the Dropkick Murphys.
Okay, when I came here, I thought to myself, oh, you know what? I kind of expect in the back of my mind to always hear Shipping Up to Boston whenever I'm like...
If you're in town,
it's not even when I'm around town.
It's pretty much...
I hear it all the time.
Like, you know how sometimes the wind will like whistle by the skyscrapers? It'll be like, Shipping Up to Boston.
It's just become part of the city. And
yeah.
I don't know if I'm okay with it, but it is the way it
exactly.
is.
It's like a semi-folk song at this point.
Yeah,
it's like I would say it's a little too modern. That being said, lyrics by Woody Guthrie.
Yeah,
but
you love that trivia.
It's pretty great. Well, first of all, I said it off air.
Yes, that's why I say you love it because you have re-referenced. I just say
might
my
as
best,
well.
I say
I
my
do
best
it for
stuff
the,
for
I do it for the I do it for the fans. I do it for the
how many people?
11 people?
Oh, wow.
That's a joke. Wait. 8 people? That's still a joke. I'm so excited.
That's great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Opinions on that song, trainees.
It's a good song.
Okay.
I love that song.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. Are you from around here?
No, I'm from New York.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's even more of a testament then.
You can't see by the News 12 case on his phone?
I haven't. Oh.
Westchester County local news.
Wow. Wow, that is a...
Ooh.
That is a snipe right there. Also, how many News 12s are there throughout the entire United States of America?
I don't know. They all have the same logo, the local newses. They all have that sort of yellow logo.
News!
It's news with the number, but
yeah,
like,
as if it's really important.
No, but it's like how New York is New York 1,
mm-hmm.
but it's not New York 12. So, it just depends on the stations. It's like...
Wait, they have news at Channel 1?
In New York City, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought Channel 1 was like this really special reserved thing.
Yeah, basic cable, dude.
Huh.
Basic cable
then.
Doesn't have DirecTV or like Comcast or Xfinity like having their own channel because you don't have them. It'd be weird if they had their own channel and you were on basic
cable.
That's
true. That's very true.
It's like if you go to Channel 1 on the television that I have in my dorm room, there's nothing. You just keep going.
Riveting conversation at 7:15 in the morning.
Okay. Are you not interested by the
I'm interested
the
mildly. I'm interested mildly in the concept of a Channel 1.
Well, there's the
I wonder why there aren't negatives.
No, the thing about TV channels.
Yeah.
TV channels are like supermarkets. You think it's going to be the same everywhere you go, but in reality, with the exception of Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and to an extent Stop and Shop, there's a lot of regional differences, and it doesn't...
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys have Wegmans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have Wegmans at all.
I mean, I've only been to a Wegmans, like, once. Have any of you guys been to a Wegmans?
No.
No one here has been to a Wegmans.
See? Or, like...
Are any of you from around here?
No.
Okay, then maybe...
No, but it's, like,
maybe
around...
Maybe that is regional.
Around me, we have...
What
we
about,
have,
like, Market Basket? Market Basket's
we do not
here.
Have Market Basket.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
this
no.
is New York, and it's not far...
Local supermarket chains, go.
We have, well, we used to have AMP, but now it's Acme that's come in, and that's sort of Pennsylvania as well.
That's chill.
But we also have ShopRite.
ShopRite is the big one.
ShopRite.
Like Safeway, King Supers.
I've never heard of any
heard
of these
yes,
places.
From Colorado.
Oh, what? Us too.
Wait, are you
all
serious?
Three of you are from Colorado?
Wait, no way.
I should tell this
yeah,
story.
So there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where from?
Denver.
Denver-ish, yeah.
Wow. Oh. All right.
But then
Denver-ish.
Also
oh, really cool.
Maryland,
yeah,
where I vacationed one time, has chain called Food Lion.
Okay.
So there's that, and that's like only the Delmarva Peninsula. So it's super regionalized. Huh. And it's one of those things where when you're just living somewhere, you don't think about it because you assume, oh... This supermarket will be the same everywhere I go. And it's the same with TV channels. I go and when I turn on my TV and want to watch football on Sunday, I immediately try and turn to Fox 5 or
I have
CBS
no idea what you're talking about.
2.
Yeah.
No. It's like the main Fox station is 5 where I am, but here...
It's 12 here.
Yeah, it's 12. So it's another thing that you expect to be the same everywhere, but it isn't.
That is strange.
Should we play more music?
Riveting conversation at 7:20 in the morning.
Okay, you say that, but it was actually kind of interesting.
Yeah. This is another band that is a very local band.
Surprise.
That had their own holiday declared by Marty Walsh.
John
Hodgman? I think last year. It's not John Hodgman. It's Guster with Satellite.
Tufts band.
Hanging on.
That was Guster with Satellite. They formed it. Tufts, Zach, did you
know
that?
I didn't know that.
No, you didn't know that. No. I had to tell you.
Which explains, like, a lot of the Guster fans that I know locally are all people around here or people that have a connection to Tufts from, like, 10 years ago. So,
yeah,
it makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah, the more you know. Speaking of the more you know, thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000 as well as up to 1 year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online at Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/scap. Don't do drugs, kids.
Thank you. Is yeah, that... Wait, does it doesn't say that.
It doesn't say that. That was me editorializing.
That would have been interesting.
I want to spread a nice, healthy message for the entire community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Nancy Reagan.
I respect that.
Drugs, not hugs. Excuse me, the other way around.
Just
hugs, not. Hugs, not
hugs,
drugs.
Not drugs. No, drugs, not
the
hugs.
The one with the hair...
Nancy Reagan was the one. She had hair.
She's the one who like, me. Hi, it's me. Is she the one who made the White House kitchen, like, all pink and stuff?
No, that's... Is that Julia Child?
I don't know.
Nancy Reagan's the one with the butter, right? Yeah.
The one with the butter?
With the butter?
What do you mean, the one with the butter?
Because you mentioned Julia Child.
I thought it was Paula Deen.
No. Wait.
Nancy Reagan was our first lady.
No, Nancy Reagan... What?
I don't know. What? Butter?
No, Nancy Reagan's the one who like made the White House like pink or something.
She painted it pink?
Yes.
The pink house?
No, she like painted like the inside of the kitchen or something. She like got bored on a Wednesday and then she painted it white. Not white, pink.
Okay, we'll
she
research
must have been
this.
High.
We'll research
I
this over the
Narcos.
Next song.
No, it happened.
Oh, okay. If it's on Narcos, then it's true.
It was like a sidebar on Narcos or something.
Okay, fair.
Why was that a sidebar on Narcos? Do they do that? I've never watched the show. I've heard it's racist.
No, I think it's like in the old one. I don't know. I just remember
Narcos is all about the drug...
I know what the show's about.
Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar, Los Traficantes.
We
don't need the Spanish right now. Here's another band that I didn't know was a Boston band until recently. Here is the Pixies. I mean, kind of. They're like well-known Boston bands. That's what the theme is today.
Name one that I would know.
The Pixies.
Oh, I do know them.
Boom, which is the one we're doing right now.
Stop. We'll be right back.
And we're back.
That was Where Is My Mind by the Pixies.
The song from Fight Club. Can I have a bit on this? Yeah, okay. Of course.
Hi, world. We were just having a very heated discussion on what the pinnacle of children's media is. And we'd love to, like, turn this into a larger dialogue. So if you have some strong opinions about it.
You can tweet hashtag CCD.
Do we have a Twitter?
No.
Can we do
that? But we have a hashtag.
We have a hashtag?
Everyone has a hashtag. You just gotta have people tweet it.
Do you have to, like, claim it?
No.
No, it's like, will we overlap with some seminary schools? Because
probably.
CCD?
Will we overlap with probably. The Center for
Cognitive Dissonance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the acronym?
There's a lot of acronyms for CCD.
CDD. Wait, Center of Disease.
No, that's CDC.
CDC.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's not us. We could have done that.
We could do Center of Control of Diseases.
Shut up. We could also do Colony Collapse Disorder.
Everyone's we already did that one.
Favorite bee-related illness. We could
Didn't we do that last week?
I'm kind of sad that bees aren't dying fast enough.
Drake and Josh. I'm putting like my cards in 100% for Drake and Josh is the greatest children's television show of all time.
Oh, we're still on that?
Yeah.
He's never going to get over that.
I mean, if you have disputes, then yes, we're not going to get over it.
I'm still fixed on the I hate bees mindset.
Why do you hate bees?
Okay, so once upon a time, I was like playing with a ball or... Well, okay, lots of reasons. Once when I was like 3, I was wearing a yellow jacket... And then a yellow jacket got in my yellow jacket, and I didn't know what irony was yet.
Yeah.
So then it, like, shanked me, like, 7 times in my stomach, and I still have scars.
Yeah, hold up. That's not a bee, though. That's a wasp.
I know,
seven times.
Just generalizing all, like, flying, buzzing
okay,
things.
Fair enough. But the honeybee is a noble and
no, there's
peaceful
more,
creature.
There's more. One time I was, like, 7, and I was, like, playing frisbee with my dad, and then this bee, like, came out of nowhere and shanked me on the left side of my
do you
ear.
Just, do you live in bee prison? Yeah. Are you, like, running afoul
no,
of the Yellow Jacket
suburb,
gang?
And those bees will come and get you and take your money.
There was
They're
this one,
so mean.
There was this one time I was on the playset in my backyard, and I go to like the toy binoculars, which are just like these hollow red binocular shaped things. Mm. I pick them up and I look through them, and what I see is just a nest of wasps
inside the binoculars.
And you know I get out of there as fast
Wait,
as I
what
can.
Is the
but
age? What is the age?
I'm like
just happened?
I'm like 9.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm just so fast that I escape all of them except one, which just gets me right in the lip.
Shit.
Have you ever seen a football player like get tackled out of nowhere and he's like whoa?
Yeah, and you're like
all of my
See, I've never been stung by bee. Fingers crossed.
You're weak.
That's
because
you don't.
You're weak,
you don't
prepared.
A lot of wood.
You don't live.
You're not hardened by nature.
Yeah, I don't.
Any of the trainees have any good bee
related
stories?
Or
bee movies? We could watch the bee movie.
The
bee movie, specifically.
I've never been stung by a bee.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Are you just, like, safe and responsible, or...?
Are you kind of person who runs away from the bee if they see it?
No.
Or you just stand still?
I stand still.
That's
Ooh.
Why.
But yeah. So I would say I'm pretty responsible about it. But they do attack my food a lot, which I don't appreciate.
Do they attack some food more than others? Have you done studies? Or?
Do they discriminate?
They attack your food? Like you have, let's say, like, crops that you're growing in your yard, and the bees attack the crops?
No. Okay. It's like, I have Dunkin' Donuts, and they'll attack that.
Yeah, you're thinking of the
they
locusts.
They do love donuts.
The locusts always attack my wheat harvest.
You see, whenever I'm trying to make food for my family, the locusts always come and take it away.
My family has not eaten since 2009.
It's really a shame.
We gotta build a wall.
It's a plague on our people.
I'm convinced.
We need to build a wall.
I'm convinced it's because I'm Jewish, and they're just the Egyptians are getting back at us.
Mm-hmm. You really need to like.
That's like my favorite plague.
You need to go to the embassy and see what's up.
Locusts?
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm a big fan of just. Darkness, because it just happens, and like it's not really that big a deal.
Wait, that's your favorite plague?
Well, frogs.
Yes. Well,
I'd say frogs
everywhere.
I'd say frogs is my favorite.
It's like
no, actually, no. Australia. I'd say favorite just because of my emo phase. Rivers of Blood, definitely.
Oh,
Rivers
like
of Blood. Yeah, right.
Maybe the
hail
one. Slaying
of the firstborn.
The hail would be fun.
Slaying of the firstborn.
The thing is,
shout out to Jessica Going. I'm in favor.
No. The thing is,
like you have like a lot of like older sisters. I was getting that vibe.
Oh man, shoot! It was firstborn son, wasn't it?
I see where you're getting.
Damn.
Yeah.
Really?
Not sure what it
not
means.
In a bad way.
I don't know. I mean, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
The thing about slaying of the firstborn is there's something very detrimental about your firstborn son getting killed.
Oh, Charlie is a firstborn. Okay, I'm for it again.
I'm not trying to be biased here, but then if you look at Rivers of Blood, does that really impact stuff?
It impacts like farming.
Yeah, but it's temporary, so you're fine.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm generally pro Rivers of Blood.
Like, you have to clean probably. Crops.
It's a dream.
Lots of things. Yeah, you have to drink.
Oh, that's true. You can't really
You can.
Where is this blood coming from? Is a good question.
God made it.
Did the water turn into blood? Did the water get replaced by blood?
Why is hail bad?
Because it hurts.
How big is a hail?
It kills crops. Yeah, crops, again, farming. So imagine you've got like a field of corn.
Oh, yeah. No. There was one year that
and in comes the hail.
There was one year that the locusts didn't get to my field of corn.
And the hail did?
And the hail got to. That was 2011.
One year.
There's another one where they had it was like a plague of animal noises. And I'm not sure if that was a made up plague or not.
I think that's a made up plague. Wait.
Every year?
What's the list of plagues?
Would you know all the plagues?
Biblical.
If you know there's what all the plagues are, I'll give you whatever.
I'm not going to know all of them.
It's time to play.
Can you name
all the biblical tending plagues?
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Are those tickets to the theater?
No, these are old tickets I found in my wallet.
Oh, okay.
Whoever names all the plagues by memory can keep this.
What do I win with the ticket?
Nothing.
No, you win the ticket itself.
Okay. You win the right to gloat.
You win the good memories.
All right, I've got all of them here.
How many plagues of
Egypt. There are 10 of them.
There's 10? I thought there were 7.
There are 10.
You're evidently not Jewish.
I am a bad Jew.
We'll let the trainees play as a team. Name them.
I couldn't tell you one.
There's definitely frogs.
We just talked about three of them.
Frogs, locusts, rivers of blood, slaying of the firstborn.
Flies.
Is that a
plague? Nope.
Flies is not one.
Dang it.
Actually, flies or wild animals is one.
Or wild animals?
Flies or wild animals. I assume that's the translation.
There's like boils.
Yeah.
Cow disease. You got it. Boils. You got it. There are three you're missing.
Was there a drought?
Was that one of them?
No drought. One of them that Chris mentioned, you guys haven't mentioned yet. It was Chris's favorite.
Animal noises?
No. I mean, that was also Chris's favorite.
God, I love animal noises. What a fun plague. Just a cow?
No, we said
locusts.
No, that was not his favorite.
Darn.
What did I say?
What was his favorite?
I don't remember. I thought
all right. That's what you said. I'll throw this one in. Darkness.
Oh, we said darkness.
You said darkness?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the little pell-mell bit.
Okay.
At the beginning.
Actually, I think you've said all of them at this point, except for one of them.
Was it my favorite?
That we did not mention. No, it was not your favorite.
Is it
it's
like
number three on the list?
Is it like natural?
It is. It is natural. Yes.
Training.
Here we go.
All the time.
Dum, bum, bum.
Is it lice? Bum.
Yes.
Oh.
It is lice.
I should have known that.
That is water into blood, frogs, lice, moon, flies, diseased livestock, no, boils, thunderstorms, locusts, darkness, and death of the firstborn.
This has been
this has been the plague hour on CCD.
for a show called CCD, we're getting a lot into Judaism.
We'll talk about Boston later.
we got here naturally.
Until now, here's a more recent Boston artist.
Is it Mark Wahlberg?
Mildly unknown. No, it's Jim's Big Ego with Stress, which is, I think, a song that demonstrates the New England mindset very well.
Is this Tony Monaco's band?
Yes, it is Tony Monaco's band. Surprise, surprise.
No, he doesn't have a band.
I bet he plays drums.
He plays drums?
No, no. Chris Betts plays drums.
I think he has a bass player.
I'm addicted to distress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum. I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. It's the little things that get you, it's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. It's the little things that get you, it's the little things that get you, it's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. I'm trying to cut down on my caffeine consumption, so when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with the donuts. If I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone. It usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. Back. It's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. But then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine. It starts by my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day. So I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Except when I have to work late, when I have to work late, which I usually do. Addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Hey, how you doing? Looking good. You been working out? Yeah, I can tell. Alright, see you later. I love to work, I love to roll, I love to play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I'd love to do these things if I ever had the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this one I'm seeing, except we never really get all time to spend together, so we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up on myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me and a book and a cellular phone and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat and I'd drink and I'd run and I'd sleep and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. Said, you know, my beeper doesn't work underwater. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot and the poison goes up to your brain and you die. And say it, please. Say it, please. Actually, I think it'd be really relaxing. Just me by myself in the middle of the ocean. And that's what I really love to do more than anything else. Except I probably hate it. Addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum. I think I'm going nowhere and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out there getting me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out there getting me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out there getting me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out there getting me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out there getting me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out there getting me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out there getting me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
And we're back. That was Dirty Water by the Standells, a band that is famously not from Boston.
Where are they from?
They're from San Jose, California.
Oh, that's not Boston.
Yes, and they were in studio recording one of their albums, and their producer walks in with this one song, and they're like, hey, you guys should play this. And I'm pretty sure there are actually multiple versions of this song that were done about different cities, and for some reason Boston was the one that just stuck. So yeah, a band that had no connection to Boston whatsoever ends up writing probably the Boston folk song.
It's because it's not of Boston's
Yankee Doodle. That's folksy.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah. I found a hair clip and a pen. Sorry, you were saying?
And also my dad just texted me saying, because my dad and I were at opening day 2005 for the Red Sox, and he says, you probably don't remember, but the Standells were sitting behind us at opening day. Interesting fact. Because they played live.
Hey, Zach.
At the end of the show.
Zach?
At the end of the game.
Hey, Zach.
Yeah.
You're so cool.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Zach, what's your favorite Revolutionary War incident around Boston?
Either the Tea Party or the Massacre.
Oh, that's too mainstream.
No, actually, I'd say Evacuation Day.
I don't know.
Evacuation Day, definitely.
It's
when the British evacuated the city.
Hmm?
It's when the British evacuated the city.
Zach is saying his favorite moment...
No,
Chris. His favorite moment from the Revolutionary War is when America won.
Oh, yeah. My favorite is...
When America won the War of American Aggression? The field in the North, or the theater of the Northeast. Okay. Boom. The theater of the Northeast.
The field of the Northeast?
Theater. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking battlefield, battle theater.
If you can translate that into Italian, you can have this clip.
Il teatro della Nord... East. What is East?
East.
It's definitely not East.
That's what you think.
It's definitely not East. Like, I'm certain about it. We need to do a donation PSA, don't we?
Yeah. Okay. Give us money so we can have good shows and good technology.
I'm gonna go with...
Good stuff. It'll be fun. This has been a PSA.
I'm gonna go with Radioactivity. How about that one? See, you guys, you slide the Rivendell slider up, and then you hit the PSA.
Attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
We can see charts, see radio waves, see it depleted.
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to Trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
Spent a long time on that PSA.
Zach, can we get that beat under all the times that we talk on this show?
Yeah, I would love that, personally. I'll work on it.
I think it'd be fun.
I'll, just cut that small bit out of it where it's silent and just doing the beat and then just loop it.
All right, should we play another song?
I mean, we can.
Yeah, let's do it. Do you have a feeling, Zach? Or does your feeling transcend feeling?
I've got a feeling that we're not going to do that song.
I thought you put it on there.
I have a feeling I didn't, actually.
Oh, wow.
I just deleted it,
What do you have against Boston's greatest band named for itself?
I have a lot against Boston's not greatest band named for itself.
There's a better band named for Boston?
Named Boston.
Yeah, you've just made a false claim there.
That's true.
Yeah, you can just head on home.
So wait, but that would also make them simultaneously the best and worst band named for Boston.
You're just putting words in my mouth now.
Here's my favorite Boston band, the Jay Giles Band, with a live version of their hit song, Musta Got Lost, with intro.
But hold on, this song has a little introduction to it. It ain't supposed to be sad, though you might feel it that way. It's a song about desperation. Every now and then we do get desperate. This is a song about L-O-V-E, and if you abuse it, you're gonna lose it. And if you lose it, you're gonna abuse it. And if you abuse it, you ain't gonna be able to choose it, cause you ain't gonna have it further on down the line. Things ain't gonna be so fine. You're gonna be sitting there on your little machine, trying to look and keep it clean. You're gonna be playing bingo all night all alone. That's why you're sitting there by the telephone, and you know that she ain't going to call you. So you put on the TV and you're watching Johnny Carson segueing right into the Tomorrow Show, but that don't got to go, so you turn it off, you turn on the radio. The radio don't seem to get the click, so you say, hey man, I can't look at the split. You start to open up a little book and there's something there you got to overlook. You say, baby, you know there's something on my mind. You say, baby, there's something on my mind. I know that you're home and I know you ain't all alone. So you start walking over to a house. You get over to a house, you walk over to a door. You start pounding on the door. You say, open up the door, bitch. It's Woofa Goofa with the green teeth. Let me in. Well, she opens up the door and then you just kind of walk up to her and say, baby. You look up way up at a green mascara and you say, oh my darling. You know, her and me was at the party as friends. Do not believe what they say. That's only gossip that they're telling you down the wisecrack line. You say, darling. Take your big curls and just squeeze them down, Rotumba. What's the name of that chick with the long hair?
Rapunzel.
That's right. Hey, Rapunzel. Hey, Reputa. Reputa the beauty. Hey, Reputa the beauty. Let me down your hair. Let me climb up to the ladder of your love. Because this is Woofa Goofa saying to you. Love comes once, and when it comes, you better grab it fast. Cause sometimes the love you grab ain't gonna last. And I believe I must've. You know I think I must've. You know, baby, I think I must've. You know I think I must've. I must've got lost. Like a long time to come. How can I be so blind, baby, not to see you on the one? I let you slip on from me, baby. I let you walk on back to the love you had for me. I refuse to love.
Amazing song. Great version, too.
Cool.
Love it.
Yeah, so that's about all the time we have today.
Pretty much.
For CCD.
Favorite part of Boston, go.
Tufts.
That was a good answer.
Trainees, better so answer, bad. Please. Any.
The TD Garden area.
Okay. Okay, I feel TD, that.
It's the Celtics.
Celtics and Bruins.
Oh, that's why I don't know it. Okay.
And Disney on Ice. Oh, let us not forget that is where Disney on Ice happens. No? Anything? Yeah. All right. Fine
okay.
by me.
So, yeah.
Best city in the world.
We'll be back, arguable, but we'll talk about that next week on CCD. I've been Charlie.
I've been Zach.
I'm Chris.
Chris has been Chris. Trainees, sign off.
I've been Rob.
I've been Mimi.
I've been Allison.
I've been Megan.
And they'll be back next week. Here's Seven people in the studio worked out fairly well. Yeah. Here's Sweet Caroline.
By Neil Diamond. We'll see you next week.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching more.